Good evening, Limestone. This is Keith Baker. Here at Morton, Illinois. And I'm on the caption of Ensemble Visual. Hope my comments can be helpful to you. Want to wish you the best of luck. Have a great show. Challenges because the pairs have to agree and they're close. The degree to which the pairs agree in terms of timing and effort changes are strong. Good strength demonstrated on the lift. You have organized the quartets that come from the lift quite well. There is a logic in who goes where. Some guard bail out of that? Yeah, shaping of the equipment is critical, flags, as you change body orientation. It's linear, it's some rigid in nature, it reflects the strength of the musical line, so I'm seeing what I'm hearing. Layering is present in orientation differences. This is twice that the guard has had a transition where they just run to the thing, whatever it is. And those are vulnerabilities. The coordination required to get the band into the interior of the fences is managed quite well. Pathways make a lot of sense. Relative contrary motion creates velocity. Staging is strong as you divide sabers from flags from the soloist. And design allows the soloist, into the ensemble quite well. Nicely done, low brass. Training is clear. We see turnout and extension. Toe is pointed. I'm thrilled to see that you have bought into the training program here. The greater degree to which you expose that training, the better this is going to go. So there are, environmental challenges in terms of spacing, guard relative to brass. Take a look at the 30-yard line, the 40-yard line side. One, there's some anticipatory expansion of intervals as performers prepare themselves for that next move in rotation. So you have to make sure that your step size clarinets is equal throughout the phrase and that you don't anticipate that motion. That last step in the phrase can't be bigger than any of the others. Yeah, we again get to see that toe point from the front guard and training. Don't lose that on the run. Yeah, guard, when I can remember baritones doing it better than you, that's an issue. Flutes don't universally understand it the way baritones did. This is one of those transition moments, again, where guard needs to get somewhere and doesn't have much to motivate them into that space. Yeah, the degree to which body is significant is very strong on the interior of the fences. That kind of depth in writing is very strong here on the interior of the fences, but is not strong in those transitory moments I've mentioned earlier. Thank you, tubas, for choreographing pathway and orientation of the equipment as the body turns. Minor timing problems are corrected within four counts. Thank you, guard. Yeah, take all the counts in rotation. Guard, don't drop out. You're not actually hidden behind the fence. You're only hidden behind the brick. Nicely done, clarinets. Yeah, you're really moving in that. That's a great step size to get to those pieces of equipment. Guard, your hands are good. There's no need to move beneath the equipment. Staging is strong for battery. Yeah, in the guard as a framing element works well. It's unitary in nature. Battery doesn't have any visual responsibilities along with this. Neither do the winds coming up to the stage. It's underdeveloped. Velocity in this musical line is all on the guard, and right now it's a bit rough. It does not look like the rifles are trained on their piece of equipment to the same degree they were trained in body or on flag. Okay, so it's underdeveloped here in the color guard, and I know it's not done. But we have to judge as though this is your intent today. So the musical line is contoured to a far greater degree than the visual line. You do represent that some of the gravitas with the halftime march. So we know this is going to further develop as the season progresses. But not today. There you go. Very good. There is a sense of the dimensionality and texturing once the guard is in makes it so much different. Good job, guard. Some timing concerns remain. And some performers have to lay out of the work as they pass through that gap. Make it a little more separated for us. So rather than have a back half and a front half do it, and the gap people not do it, because that makes it look like a fix. Maybe thin it out, or a lot of choices. So here at the end, the winds themselves are boundary, but by this, in the same way that the drum line was underdeveloped during their feature, the winds are underdeveloped in this feature. They have movement challenges that they handle fairly well while the ensemble's in motion, but there's a limited array of postural gestural participation that allows us to see the success of multiple simultaneous responsibilities in a lot of these halt moments. So what you're doing right. This is a well-developed show. The performers are buying into the training program, and I just got to admit that there are vulnerabilities to completion that we read as underdevelopment. Hope my comments were helpful. Good luck in the future.